Okay, good evening, everybody. In this, we have a beautiful insight of Rav Zevin. And Rav Zevin writes in his Sefer LaTorah VeLaMoadim on Parshas Acharemos that we're all familiar with the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur who changes his clothing back and forth so many times. And there are five different occasions on which the Kohen Gadol does this throughout the opportunity of him serving in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. He wears the big day lavan when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He wears the big day zahav when he comes out. And in between, each time he changes his clothing, he goes into the mikveh and he has to wash his hands and his feet. And Reb Zevin points out that it would make a lot of sense. We would understand why, before he puts on his white clothing, which are going to allow him entry into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we understand why he should go to the mikveh, because he has to sanctify himself, he has to consecrate himself before entering into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But why, asked Rav Zevin, does he have to go into the mikvah before changing into the golden clothing which he's going to wear outside in the Kodesh itself? Explains Rav Zevin such a beautiful insight. He says that sometimes, Im kol ha-kedusha ha-gedola shelefnai v'lefnim, although it's true that there is a great level of sanctity inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, hine b'machina acheres, there is another perspective that we need to have. That it's true that we need to have a great level of Kedusha inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but outside sometimes is where it's even more necessary. Increasing that level of sanctity, making sure that we are even more consecrated, even more sacred when we are outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, sometimes is a more difficult challenge and sometimes is something we need to give even more attention to. When one is cloistered away, locked up inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's easy to be a Kadosh. When one is integrated together with the community and dealing with everybody, that's when we need to make sure we are really Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore it's very, very important, says Rav Zevin, that the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikvah on his way out when he's going to put on the clothing which allow him to enter into the Kodesh itself and not only into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When we come to our Parsha, now in these Parshios throughout the next couple of weeks, we're reading about the Klei HaMikdash and the consecration of the Mishkan itself. So in our Parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh, we have a pasuk which tells us as follows. In the middle of this opportunity of consecrating the Beis HaMikdash, or the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, we're told, Shivas Yamim Techaper Al HaMizbeach, for 7 days straight they had to bring Karbanos onto the Mizbeach, V'kidashta Oso, and this way you will consecrate all of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, V'haya HaMizbeach, Kodesh HaKadashim, and the Mizbeach, because you're going to sacrifice all of the Karbanos on it, it will be Kodesh HaKadashim. Now, which Mizbeach are we referring to? Over here we're referring to the Mizbeach HaChitzon. That's where we offer all the Karbanos. There is yet another Mizbeach that we know is found inside, even more tucked away inside of the Beis HaMikdash. And that is the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That is what we're told in Parshas Pekudei, V'lakachta Hashemen HaMishcha. You have to consecrate that as well. And the Pasuk tells us, HaMashachta as HaMishkan V'Eskal Asher Bo, V'haya Kodesh, and it will be Kodesh. Asked Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Sefer Drash Moshe on this week's Parsha, how could it be that when you talk about, when you describe the Mizbeach, which is the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach, you call that Kodesh HaKadoshim, but when you talk about and describe the inner Mizbeach, we only call that Kodesh? How does that make sense, asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he explains as follows, such an important insight, says Rav Moshe the following, Mi Shemaisa Bebeis HaKnesses, Heim Kodesh, somebody who is holy inside of a Beis HaKnesses, when you come to shul, you daven with kavana, you don't talk during davening, you're very careful. You're a holy man when you come into shul. However, tzarech liros shamaisav chutz lekosei Beis HaMedrash, you kodesh HaKadoshim. Says Rav Moshe, it's very easy for us to be holy inside of the Beis HaKnesses, inside of the Beis HaMedrash. But the same people who are holy inside have to make sure that they are kodesh HaKadoshim when they go outside. Because there it's much more dangerous. Here it's not dangerous. Nothing could go wrong here. You're in a Beis HaKnesses. You're surrounded by Kedusha. When you go outside, that's where you need to make sure that you're Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mishim Shesham, Nifgash Gamim Anashim Shashpa'asam Lo Kol Kach Tova, says our Moshe. When you go outside and you integrate within the world and you're involved in everything that's going on, it's much more difficult to remain holy when you're outside than when you're in here. And therefore he says, although when we talk about the Mizbeach HaPnimi, when we talk about the inner Mizbeach, it's only given the title of Kodesh, when you talk about the outer Mizbeach, that one which was integrated with all of society, that one which all of Klal Yisrael came around and offered Karbanos, that one is called Kodesh HaKadoshim, because that one needs to make sure it is on a much higher level than anything else. And Adarabba, says Rav Moshe, Shatia Kedushaso Gedola, one has to make sure that their level of holiness when going outside, when stepping out of the shul, is Ad Shekol HaNogea Bo Yikdash. It should be so palpable to anyone who meets you that they should automatically become Kaddish just by being in your presence. They should be uplifted, they should be elevated just by having an experience and being with you. And this is what the Rav Moshe points out, is the understanding as to why it is that the inner Mizbeach is only called Kodesh, whereas the outer Mizbeach is called the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If he wants to institute a halacha in which we are going to have integration, where we're going to have inclusion, annexation, being together with everybody else, we find by Shlomo HaMelech a very fascinating concept. Shlomo HaMelech makes two different takanas, two different institutions that he came up with in his life. One of them was the Gzeira of Erevin, that we're able to have an Erev, where everyone's going to be able to be together on Shabbos. And if you look in the flip side, the Gemara says, Shlomo HaMelech also institutes the idea of Netilas Yadayim. I once heard from Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky, who's the Rosh Hashiva in Silver Spring, such a beautiful insight. Shlomo HaMelech understood whenever you have a gzeira, a takana midrabbana that's going to have more inclusion, like Erevin, where you're going to gather more people in, and it's a wonderful thing to be integrated, to be involved in the community and pull people in as much as possible. At the same time, you have to make another takana to counter that, which is going to be Netilas Yadayim, which is going to make sure to elevate the community, to bring everyone up to a higher madrega, because the risk is much higher when you have more people that you're integrated with. And this is exactly what Rav Moshe Feinstein tells us, is the difference between the Mizbeach HaChitzon and the Mizbeach HaPnimi. It's the same idea that Rav Zevin tells us is why the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to make sure to go to the mikvah before putting on his gold clothing that he's going to wear outside, and not only while he changes his clothing to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Let's just close. There's a story about the Baal HaTanya, that one of his students was spending a lot of time with the Maskilim, and he was dealing with them, and he was discussing with them, he was having a lot of debates with the Maskilim, and the Baal HaTanya warned his student, and he said, you got to be very careful when you deal with these people, even though I know you have very good intentions, when you deal with them, sometimes it's going to rub off on you, and it's going to have a negative effect. You might turn one day and become like one of them. So the student says back to the Baal HaTanya, you have nothing to be concerned about. All the years that I was in the yeshiva didn't rub off on me. I didn't become a greater person when I was in yeshiva learning by you. So it's not going to happen in the opposite direction either. What are you concerned about? Sounds like an interesting concept. And the Baal HaTanya told him the following. He says, we're told in Parshas Tzav, v'habasar asher yiga b'chol tameh, if you have a piece of meat which is a part of a karban, and it touches something which is defiled, which is tameh, lo ye'achel, you're not allowed to eat it, because now the carbon has become defiled. Now the carbon has become tameh, and one is not allowed to eat kachim shenitmu. The Baal HaTanya pointed out that just by touching that which is impure alone, it already is able to destroy the carbon, which is the highest level of sanctity. However, he says, when you contrast that to when the Pasuk describes the carbon chatas, it says, kalasher yiga bebesara yikdash. And the Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Sadi Zayin that's only if it's boleya. The only time a chatas is able to give off onto another piece of meat is if it gives over of its taste. If the juices from the carbon chatas go into the other piece of meat, that's the only time the other piece of meat becomes elevated to the level of a chatas. Said the Baal HaTanya, it is so much easier for us to be swayed in the opposite direction. There is so much more of a gravitational pull that pulls us away from what we know is the right thing, and we have to be so much more on guard, so much more careful when we're going in that direction, when we're dealing with the maskilim, when we're going out into the world, when we're integrated in society, doing our business, being together with everyone. It's a wonderful thing, but at the same time, one has to always remember that Netilas Yadayim is so important. In those situations specifically, like Rav Moshe tells us, the Mizbeach HaChitzon has to be Kodesh HaKadoshim. Even if we're just Kodesh and Shul, we have to make sure when we go out, we elevate ourselves to be the most upstanding, the most exalted kind of people when we're outside of the Beis HaKnesses and dealing with the outside world. I wish everyone a wonderful evening.